Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. You know, that's an interesting question, that question at the beginning of the show, Benny. You know, the one that I ask where I say, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? What would you do in your life if you knew you could not fail?
Now, where did you come up with that, though?
I got that. I don't know where I got that from. That's part of the Crust Busting Workshop. And it's been sort of our theme question along the way.
Yeah.
It's actually what this show really stands for. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. You are listening to the Dr. Pat Show. And this show is, for me, I get to talk to some of the most awesome people on the planet. I get to talk to people that come on as my guests, as my sponsors. And then I get to have a conversation with all of you out there, those of you that call in. And actually, we are going to be offering a few things to you and during the first half of this show. And then the second half, we've got a fabulous guest coming on. And I wanted to just mention it right now. Flor Fernandez-Barrios will be joining us. And we're going to be talking about her work. We're going to be talking about the Mask of Oya and so much more. And really, what it's like to really acknowledge the spiritual presence that you have. The presence that will enable each and every one of us to answer that question with conviction. What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? What would you do? What a question to contemplate. You know, I've asked that question to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, and it's been amazing at the different answers that I get. For example, it could be a 7-year-old that you ask these questions. What would you do? What would you do? And they don't even understand the word failure, actually. So it doesn't mean anything. And so they, you know, they come to the table with this brightness in their eyes, this absolutely strength around what it is they want. And they answer the questions in a number of different ways. Everything from, I want to go out into space, to, you know, I want to be able to swim very fast in a pool, to I want to be a race car driver. That's what I want to do. I want to be at NASCAR, be at the NASCAR, at the races. And so the question that, you know, we ponder, this is for us kind of the first week in the year, and throughout the month of January, we're going to be exploring ideas of how to create the lives that we want to live. How can we create the lives that we want to live? Is there anything, Benny, that you would do that you're not doing now? Is there anything? I mean, this is kind of a fantasy question. It moves itself away from the nuts and bolts of, you know, well, I don't have this or I don't have that.
Well, I'm actually pretty content at the moment. It's a new year, so, I mean, of course, you know, I have those couple of things that I was going to work on, and I've been working on them, yes, like, you know, the relationship that I'm in, I just started.
But do you have anything like... Like, for me, I want to ride in one of those fighter jet things.
Oh, like the F-18 Hornets or something? For Blue Angels?
Yeah.
You should hook that up.
I know.
They won't knock you out, though.
I know.
Because you'd be like, don't knock me out, I'm Dr. Pat.
Do you know, when I was like 17 years old, I tried to join the Air Force.
You did?
I did.
And?
I actually took the test and everything.
And?
Well, and it was a very interesting story. I took the test, and of course my parents would have had to sign.
The Guardian release.
Exactly. But I thought at the time that I would be able to learn how to fly, to be a pilot.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Not then.
He didn't want to do it then.
No, they weren't doing that then. Women were not eligible for any of that. Yeah, and I didn't really understand that.
Air Force had some crust around that, didn't they?
Boy, did they ever. And so it was kind of like at the last minute when I said, well, you know, what am I going to be able to do? What am I going to be able to fly? And I love that part of being a teenager where there isn't really any question that you won't ask. At least that was the case for me. And you ask that question, and they kind of look at you like, well, you know, we have so many other wonderful things for you to do. And you're like, okay, when do we take off?
Taxing those airplanes out and get to see the pilot that you want to be.
Actually, you couldn't even do the taxiing thing.
Oh, man.
No. So that was so that's what I mean. I mean, you know, when you look at the question as you kick it off for this year, and you kind of look at what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? Would you change jobs? Would you change relationships? Would you create a trip to, a foreign country? Would you decide to, do some work that helps humanity? But what's stopping you is the question. Do you know what I'm saying? There are things that stop us from time to time to actually do the things we want to do. I don't think I ever wanted to be like a lawyer. No, that's not true.
I think you would have been a great lawyer.
You think I'd be a great lawyer? You think I would have lasted like all of five? I would have been so pro bono.
You would have been pro bono.
I would have been law services for free. Hire me. I probably would have. I don't know. I don't know if I would have lasted unless I would have been sort of a, you know, civil kind of lawyer.
It's kind of hard to tell now.
It is kind of hard to tell now.
But I don't know, maybe like an Aaron Brockovich type thing.
That's right, mm-hmm. An Aaron Brockovich kind of thing.
I'd go that route for you.
You'd call that, call me out with the Aaron Brockovich thing. Well, the question is, you know, when we ask that question, and the question is, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? You know, how many pieces of crust kind of get in the way? And today, during the first part of the show, you know, we're just going to chit-chat about this and what it means to have obstacles that get in the way. I'm actually going to read an excerpt from, a book that I'm writing about a real situation, a client that I worked with, of how things got in her way. And also, we have some things to give away today, don't we, Benny?
We certainly do. We have actually a couple pairs of tickets to the travel show that a little station here, KKNW, is sponsoring with Northwest Cable News as well. It's January 27th and 28th. It's going to be at the Seattle Center Exhibition Hall. And we've got a couple pairs to give away. So if you want to call in, I can get you a pair right now.
So how do we want to do that? Do we want to just have people call in?
Yeah, just have them call in. I'll put them on hold for a second, and we'll get some information.
All right,
from
so
them.
Tell everybody a little bit more about this, what the travel show is about, where it's going to be held.
Again, it's going to be at the Seattle Center Exhibition Hall. We're going to have a number of vendors and local area people that are going to be there to represent travel companies. And actually, the poster's behind you. if I can, it's just a bit out of the reach of my eyes. But it's $7 at the door if you don't have a ticket. But, again, we're giving them away for free right now on the air. So if you want to give me a call at 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569 or your favorite number.
1-800-930-2819. And we're going to give a bunch of these away.
Sure,
so
we'll give
Benny will need to get your
name and address
so we can mail them to you.
We'll give out three pairs now. Sounds about good. A good number.
Let's give some away.
Okay, and then we can give a couple more later in the show.
Okay, 1-800-930-2819. And that is a little travel here on the Pacific Northwest. And maybe we can do some collaborating over in the Tampa, Sarasota area so we can give some stuff away there. Ed, who is engineer down at WWPR 1490 in Tampa, we are collaborating to make sure a lot of that happens so that we are coast to coast giving stuff away.
That's right.
Now, one of the things I want to also mention, Benny, is this idea of the survey, the KKNW survey. So tell us a little bit about the survey and what people will need to do.
Well, what it does, it helps the station and also the individual shows here on KKNW, 1150 AM. It helps everybody out, in a sense. I mean, that's just a plain and simple. You go to 1150kknw.com is our website. You pull up the main page, you'll see a big old check mark. That is where you're going to start your process to go through this survey. Now, again, the survey helps us and the other individual shows here, and it helps us, you know, get better at what we do so we can better service the public, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly, because I believe in feedback. I mean, I get feedback. I have a special announcement to make today. I want a drum roll.
Oh.
And then we're going to pull the card.
All right, let me go grab it.
But before we do the drum roll, you'll have to go to the website, www.thedrpatshow.com. So I'm giving you, like, all of these assignments already today.
I know. I got my hands working overtime.
Ah!
It's Tuesday. Everyone's hard at work today.
Everybody's hard at work today. What up about Tuesday?
It's the busiest day for the work week. Because, you know, excuse me, after Sunday, you know, and everyone's back at work on Monday, they're going, oh, my God, it's the Monday blues. But Tuesday, you get into work, you're like, you know what? Monday wasn't productive. I'm going at it.
That's right.
And that's where we're at. And
well,
then Thursday, everyone works really hard because they don't want to work Friday.
For all of the Floridians that are listening to the show, and those of you that are, you're listening through WW, 1490.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to say is congratulations to you. Do you know what I'm congratulating them on?
No.
The national championship game last night.
Oh, yes, of course.
That's right.
The National Championship College Bowl was won by their own University of Florida. Go Gators.
Yes, indeed.
There's my Gator chomp.
There we go. Oh, boy, coming right at you with those folks. Huh?
I think Ohio State didn't know what happened to them.
You know, there is one of the crust-busting rules, what I call rules of engagement, is knowing that you have to want something very, very badly in life. And when you see a demonstration like the one last night, as many people are talking about today, you've got to know that the passion and the inspiration that shows up in our lives when we truly want something is beyond anything we can imagine. We're going to talk about that later on today. We're going to talk about, you know, what it means to be in the empowering realm of ancestors and spirits. I'm also going to pull a card for the day, and also for those of you that would like me to pull a card and get your day started. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break right now, and when we come back, a special announcement. We got a birthday and lots more with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Stay tuned, everyone. Dr. Pat, and I'm excited about a breakthrough technique that will help you shed years of stuck energy. Energy that is stuck creates three basic corresponding feelings or emotions: bad, sad, or mad. The Simone Zone is like a water purification unit for our polluted energy. And once that energy is reclaimed, we are able to reframe it and use it to achieve our goals and desires more quickly and easily than ever before. Visit thesimonezone.com and try this free technique for yourself.
Do you want to know how to practice living a more fully expressed life? Listen to the Dr. Pat Show in January when Deborah Tracci, life coach and founder of the Heart Ignited Process, discusses seven potent practices to lead a more joyful and fully expressed life. To learn more, go to heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100. Again, that's heartignited.com or 206-236-6100.
Join Dr. Scott Lynch for the Peak Living Program Saturday, January 27th from 12 to 2. This program is absolutely free who are all interested. Topics will include creating optimal life patterns to help us reach the peak, the mindset necessary for fulfillment, identifying the exercise, nutrition, and health patterns for achieving wellness, then finally creating an action plan for success. This amazing event is one day only at Crown Hill Chiropractic. For information and reservations, call 206-782-8800 or visit Crown Hill Chiropractic.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let the Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands.
Can changing what you think really change your life? Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to learn how intentional living and the power of affirmations can change your life. Kristen Marie Scherlein, founder of Affirmagy, will share her story her company, and advice on how to live intentionally and design a life you love. More information about Affirmagy, log on to Affirmagy.com. That's Affirmagy.com.
You're listening to the refreshingly different Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Reaching out, touching me.
All right, one more time. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Neil Diamond still kicking it.
Always a crowd pleaser where I go.
I know. Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's
people
a goodie.
Will stop what they're doing and definitely sing along.
It's a totally a sing-along thing. I'm waiting for you. Maybe you can pull up a little Barry Manilow for us.
Oh, no. You're going
come
there.
Come on. You can do
Barry
it.
Barry Manilow?
Oh, I know you can.
Barry Manilow?
Oh, are you kidding?
What kind of Barry Manilow?
Oh, I love all Barry.
Mandy?
I love all.
Oh,
no.
Mandy.
Copacabana.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I got it. Ooh.
Don't you think?
Sure. Sounds good.
Barry? Barry's got a new album out, and it's... Oh, here we go. All right, it must be Shake Your Booty.
See how easy this is.
This is really good.
Love our new system here. Thanks, George, for hooking up the new AV2.
Back at you, George. Here we go. Has anyone done a little Shake Your Booty today?
We did a little earlier, around 7 o'clock at the Conscious Talk Hour. But
all right, let's do it again.
We never really felt it, but...
Let's do it, everybody.
It's perfect for the travel show.
Yes.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl.
Like Dr. Pat.
I'm going to have to bring the ribbon in my hair. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
All right, everyone, welcome back. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Second half of the show, we've got a fabulous guest going to be joining us. But the question today is, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? You know, Benny, that really brings up a point. It brings up a point about what stops us.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that actually, you know, stop us? And, you know, I've called them crust. I've called it those things that kind of get in the way. Some people call it coyote. It depends on what it is. But there are things that we can do each and every day to make sure we start our day on the right foot. And yet at the same time, even those we talk about those things and we invite people to join in on participating, it's really difficult sometimes just to get started. So we want to try to keep it simple as can be. One of the things we do on this show is we pull a card. Let's do our card. But before we do...
Which first? I'm trying to get the signal. What do you want me to do first?
We have an announcement, a birthday.
You want to do that first.
Birthday.
Hang on, I got to load up. Well, let's just do a Dremel. Let's get that one out of the way first.
All right, let's do it.
Because I've got that one loaded. So here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
It's so beautiful.
It's the new website.
It's up and running.
Yay.
Woo.
And it will continue to change and evolve as we continue to change and evolve, but
that's
it
right.
is up there. And for those of you that are very used to going to the crust-busting website, we'll be making some changes on that. So this will happen within the next 4 weeks or so. So a lot of changes going on. We got a lot of changes going on. People have already emailed us and said, oh, this doesn't look exactly right here. Maybe you want to change it to this, or this doesn't look right. But it has a fabulous search feature. You see the search feature?
Not yet, no.
So.
I'm trying to. Okay. I'm uploading something else to another site, so currently my computer's too busy to go to anything else.
He's doing non-Dr. Pat show work.
I am not. Okay, I was trying to get out of the way. I didn't know it was going to take this long.
All right, let's pull a card.
All right, let's pull a card, because I'm ready for that. It's easier to bring this thing over than this, the load-up computer.
Here, you pull the card.
I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
How many decks you got here?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know what that looks like, actually? It looks like about three decks.
They're all $100 bills.
I like repetition.
And if I can imagine that, all one honeys.
Well, what stops you?
Bennies. Because I'm prosperous in all areas of my life.
All right.
Number 23. That's Jordan.
Oh, okay, wait. I'm prosperous in all areas of my life?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You go read the card, and I'm going to get the big version.
Okay. Hey, let's answer the phone, too, while we're at it. We're doing everything, so we might as well. Hi, you're on live with the Dr. Pat Show. Who's this?
Yes, this is Flor Fernandez. I'm one of your guests for today.
Hey! welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. I bet you didn't think we were going to bring you up live in the studio, did you?
Not at all. That's not what I was told.
Oh. Well, you are.
Well, you know, the spirit just moved us. Benny just hit that button, and here you are.
Is that okay?
Okay, well, here we are then. Thank you for having me, Dr. Pat.
Well, thank you so much. We're doing is we pulled a card, as we do every day, and Benny just read the card. Now that you're joining us, I wanted to ask you to say a few words about it. For those of you that are just tuning in or wondering who my fabulous guest is today, and I did do a brief introduction of who she was earlier. I'm here with an amazing individual, and I say that because I've read this book.
Thank you.
The journey that you will be taken on when you get in her presence and you hear her stories and you actually tap in to the amazement that is in the universe, that of spirit, is what Dr. Floor is about. And we're going to be talking with her today, but she just happened to call in and in the middle of us pulling a card. And Benny pulled a card, and the card was, I am prosperous in all areas of my life. And I wanted to ask you this question. What stops people from embracing that idea that they can be prosperous in all areas of their lives?
My sense is a lack of faith in themselves and a lack of faith in the universe.
You know, that seems to be a recurring theme. What is it that we can do to help people really get energized and understand that they have all of the power in the universe directly inside themselves?
I usually like to direct them to their own inner selves and to really connect to who they are as a whole being. I lean into my own culture in terms of my ancestors and all the spirits that are around me daily. So I never feel alone, and I would like to encourage them to really think about them as never being alone, as them as always having a full circle of spirits and helpers that are there listening and ready to help when they need them.
That's the theme for today's show, and I want to thank you for joining us here today. We've got so much to talk about. There are spirits everywhere, yet I know in my own personal journey, Dr. Floor, that sometimes I lose sight, and I do feel alone, and sometimes I feel like, am I going to be able to make it through another day? And these are words, and these are times of great expansion.
Yes, it is indeed, and there is a loneliness, especially given that we are in such a difficult time when a lot of the traditions and a lot of the cultural strength has been broken. You know, we are getting global and bigger every day, and we lose the small sense of community and small connection that we have to the family. And it is a very important time to go back to our own circles, you know, whether it's our communities or families or and really be able to stay connected with people.
Well, I want to thank you for joining the show. And for those of you that are wondering about who I'm speaking with, I'm here with Dr. Flora Fernandez-Barrios. And we are going to be talking about her latest book in her upcoming event at East West Bookshop, The Mask of Oya, and A Healer's Journey into the Empowering Realm of Ancestors and Spirits. Because for many of us, it is a time where we're being asked to step up to the next level of our lives. And this is not a journey that we have to do alone, is it, Dr. Floor? We don't have to do this alone.
We don't have to do this alone. And we never have to do it alone. And all traditions and cultures have known that for a long time. They go back to their own guides. They ask for strength. I mean, one example of that is the greatest slaver in Cuba and in America. You know, these African slaves relied on their traditions to go through the most difficult times in their lives. They did the drumming. They did the singing underground. They disguised their deities as saints so they could practice in the Catholic tradition. And even these days in Cuba, you know, people will go underground to do their practices when not allowed, because it is what allows them to stay connected and strong and be able to rely on the spirit that they feel inside.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. I want to let everyone know that we are going to be speaking at great length with Dr. Flohr in the next half of the show, because the book that I have in my hands right now, first of all, the cover is absolutely beautiful and powerful and inspiring. And the book itself, I could not put this book down. And believe me, I read most of the books that I get in here, and I was just absolutely captivated by the journey. And at the same time, I was also reminded, and yes, Dr. Pat goes through this, I was also reminded of the power in the universe. The only thing that stops us really from getting connected with our true nature of power is our own mind and our own beliefs. And you, Dr. Flohr, have definitely busted through so many layers of that to step into your rightful place on this planet.
Well, it hasn't always been that way. As I mentioned in the book, there were many times in my life where I really quivered myself and I was searching for answers. And I did a lot of searching, soul searching in myself, to be able to get to the place where I was able to write this book and feel totally confident that I could put it out there. Mm-hmm. I think one of the most important people in my life is my grandmother, Patricia, which I talk about her in great length in the book. And from a very early age in my life, she inspired me to believe in a spirit. She lived in that world, the invisible world of spirits, that was able to come through her and heal and inspire people around her.
Well, let's take a short break. When we come back, more with Dr. Flohr Fernandez-Barrios and more with The Mask of Oya and the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Today, our focus is inspiring each and every person out there to tap in to the divine, to tap into the nature of our great grandparents, and for those of you out there to live life full out. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be right back with Dr. Flohr. This is Dr. Pat of the Dr. Pat Show. I want to encourage you to log on to 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com right now and fill out the 2007 listener survey. Your responses will help this station better tailor itself to your needs. As an added bonus, just by filling out the survey, you'll be entered to win a two-day trip for two on Majestic Hell's Canyon, including boat tour, lodging, all meals, and applicable taxes, brought to you by Beamer's Hell's Canyon Tours. So log on to 1150kknw.com for your chance to win. This chance to commune with nature might be yours, but you must first fill out the survey. The lucky person's name will be drawn at this year's travel show, January 27th and 28th, at the Seattle Center Exhibition Hall. The public is welcome at the travel show, and you will find complete details about this event and the survey and contest rules at 1150kknw.com. So log on now. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Are you aware of the invisible forces behind your behaviors? We are, and we'd like to make them visible to you. One of the largest NLP training organizations in the world, says Dun & Bradstreet. The Empowerment Partnership is the industry gold standard in training for NLP, hypnosis, and the ancient Hawaiian spiritual system of Huna. Their students come from a wide-ranging background, including business, education, psychology, and spirituality. Their mission is to empower you with an understanding of what makes you and others tick, and to teach you the tools and techniques that will unlock your hidden gifts. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that. Call 1-800-800-MIND or visit www.nlp.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a special discount.
Do you want to know how to practice living a more fully expressed life? Listen to the Dr. Pat Show in January when Deborah Tracci, life coach and founder of the Heart Ignited Process, discusses seven potent practices to lead a more joyful and fully expressed life. To learn more, go to heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100. Again, that's heartignited.com or 206-236-6100.
Lewis and Clark would be proud. We're exploring new territory on the air every day right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Before we get started with Dr. Flora, I was just handed a news flash.
This just in.
All right. That's very good.
Trying to go from a little further from that.
Well, those of you remember that we had Michelle Copeland on about Lunch for the Soul, and she is announcing now that the Lunch for Your Soul has a sponsor, Laurel Farber with Smith Barney Company, has stepped forward as a sponsor, and now the cost of the Lunch for Your Soul has been dropped back to, oh my gosh, $30. That's a speaker and lunch, and that has been updated on the webpage, so please go to www.livingwellsanctuary.com. livingwellsanctuary.com, and thank you, Smith Barney Company, for stepping to the plate. You know, it's times in our lives where people show up as a sign that we're on the right path. And I have with me today someone that knows a lot about that, transpersonal psychotherapist Dr. Flora Fernandez-Barrios. And what she has been able to do is blend modern psychology and the practices associated with that with traditional methods of healing. And these methods have been taught to her by her grandmother, a Cuban healer, and Don Tomas, I guess. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
You are doing right.
And we're going to be talking with her today about her story. Dr. Flor was born in Cuba. She immigrated to the United States in 1970 and was on a journey that took her through higher degrees of education, that took her through her spiritual journey. And she is nationally recognized workshop leader on multicultural issues and spirituality. She has many books out. Blessed by Thunder was published in 1999, and most recently the book I have in front of me, The Mask of Oya. And she will be at East West Bookshop, and this is very important that we write this down, Sunday, January 14th at 1 o'clock, and you will be able to spend a day with her and hear about her stories and much more. So, Dr. Flor, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you for having me here. It's quite an honor to be in the company of you, your company.
Thank you so much. Now, I wanted to ask you, because I have read the book, and I know that you have been faced with many, many challenges. And I would love for you to share what some of those challenges have been for you and what it was like to overcome them. This is a question that I ask everyone that I speak with, because it's hard to get a sense of the accomplishments and the passion of an individual without knowing what you have overcome to bring you to this very moment. And some of your stories are beautiful, so I would wish you would share them.
Well, you know, we can spend the whole day.
Yeah! You know, I...
But I'm thinking about the biggest challenge in my life was when I was 11 and I was taken away from my family to work at the labor camps in Cuba. I was only a child, and we were removed from our homes and placed in subhuman conditions where we were sleeping in hammocks and in barracks and working from 5 o'clock in the morning in the tobacco fields till 5 o'clock in the evening. And we were away from our families. We were eating basically rotten garbanzo beans and rotted rice for, at the beginning, 45 days, and then it turned out to be for the whole school year up till the time when I left Cuba and I was 15. And that was the most difficult time in my life. I really needed to rely on on what I have learned earlier in my life from my grandmother, Patricia, who always said to me, talk to spirit. They are going to hear you. Talk to spirit when you're having a difficult time. They're there by your side. Just reach over. Talk to them. And I did. It really guided me through very, very difficult times. So that was one time in my life when I was really challenged to turn to the other invisible world, because those that I love and those that were there, supposed to be there for me, were not. They were home, worry about me. Then second time, I would say that was the most challenging time, was when I came to this country in 1970. I was only 15, and I found myself surrounded by a foreign world. I did not speak the language. I did not know anyone. So I immersed myself in a world where I had choices. I could choose to become one of the barrio kids and just join the gangs and go that way. Or I had the choice to go into higher education and leave the ghetto and leave the barrio and move on. And I found many, many helpers on my way from both the physical and the spiritual world. There were many good people willing to help, but it was a difficult, difficult time because I felt so alone. I felt very, very lonely without anyone that I could relate to. Even the whole educational process was a very foreign process for me. It did not speak to me and to who I was. It spoke to other people, but not about me. And that's how this book was born. I look around me and I say, well, you know, there is this school of psychology there, but it only addresses a very small minority of people. What about these people, and what about me, and what about others? And it did not speak to my reality and what I understood to be healing, because I came from a family of healers where the other world, the invisible world, was always right next to us to help us and guide us. Herbs, spirits, orishas from the Afro-Cuban tradition, the rituals that came with it, the foods that we prepare to feed the spirit so it will help us. So it came with a whole set of rituals that disappeared all of a sudden when I came to this country. And I needed to go back. I was challenged to come back. And out of that journey to go back to my roots emerged my first book, Blessed by Thunder, and this book, The Mask of Oya, which is kind of the continuation of that.
Well, I wanted to thank you again for sharing that story. The book, by the way, is full of, for me at least, full of inspiration and reminders that we are surrounded by spirit. And your journey and the courage that you have to take this particular story of your life out into the world is out there to inspire so many people. I wanted to make sure that we talk a little bit about the title of the book and why the book is called The Mask of Oya.
Well, I call it The Mask of Oya because of all the deities from the Afro-Cuban tradition. Oya, to me, impersonates the essence of transformation and change. Oya is not death. You know, she's not death herself, but she is kind of the ferry boat that travels between this world and the other world. When she comes to ferry the soul or the spirit of the person that has died, she wears a veil, a dark mask, that disguises her and protects the spirit into the other world of the ancestors. When she comes back into this world to bring a soul from the ancestral land, she wears a multicolored mask, a beautiful multicolored mask. And she is with us when we take our first breath, and she's with us when we take our last breath. So she's a powerful deity in the Afro-Cuban tradition. She is the hurricanes. She is the tornadoes. She clears. She cleans. The reason I chose her as a metaphor is because I see the work of the healer, the work of us as therapists, similar to Oya. You know, we are there, always waiting for that moment when we can take the spirit into the next level of growth, which is a form of death and a form of rebirth. But we don't really talk about it. We're just there as it is, you know, in her mask, to be disguised so we don't scare our clients or we don't scare the spirit to go into the next level. And her essence, you know, carries that essence of healing and transformation. She comes and she allows us to experience death in a very deep level of our soul so we can move into the next rebirth. I talk about her as, you know, being the deity that really goes through that process with us of changes in our lives. You know, she guides us into that other world, other realms of the ancestors and back. And in order for any healing to happen, you know, we must die and we must be born again.
Yes.
So that's how she came to be the main character of this book as a deity.
You know, some people say, Dr. Flora, some people say that the year 2007, the year that we're in right now, is a year for that deconstruction, for what, you know, people might refer to as death, but not necessarily death of the physical, but this idea of removing the veil.
Removing the veil, and that's what Oya is about. She is always behind that veil, waiting either to bring changes in the form of death or in the form of birth. But you never really see her, and she's very powerful. She comes, and you know, at the end of the book, I talk about Katrina, and how Oya was such a strong force in bringing forth some of the metaphors, some of the images that we needed to see as a country, as a nation, as a universe of what is happening. You know, she blew that darkness and the shadow to the surface for us to see what is really happening in our country these days and put us in a situation where we have to look at her face or her deadly face and see the possibility of changes that are needing to be happening if we want to make it, if we want to survive in this world at this time.
Well, let's take a short break because we're going to talk more about that and what it is to be reborn. And is this just for Dr. Floor or for Benny, perhaps, or is it for everyone out there? And we'll be sharing that with you. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. When we come back, more with Dr. Floor Fernandez-Barrios. And the book is The Mask of Oya. And when we come back, more with Dr. Floor. Stay tuned.
I'm Deborah Tracci, founder of Heart Ignited Life Coaching. For 13 weeks, we will air a tip that you can immediately apply to your life. This sixth tip is on clarity. Do you know what you are up to in life? Is the picture clear like a sunny day? If the picture is not clear, can you identify what the fog is? On a clear, sunny day, what are you up to and where are you going? For more resources on clarity, go to heartignited.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat of the Dr. Pat Show. I want to encourage you to log on to 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com right now and fill out the 2007 listener survey. Your responses will help this station better tailor itself to your needs. As an added bonus, just by filling out the survey, you'll be entered to win a 2-day trip for two on Majestic Hell's Canyon, including boat tour, lodging, all meals, and applicable taxes. Brought to you by Beamer's Hell's Canyon Tours. So log on to 1150kknw.com for your chance to win. This chance to commune with nature might be yours, but you must first fill out the survey. The lucky person's name will be drawn at this year's travel show, January 27th and 28th at the Seattle Center Exhibition Hall. The public is welcome at the travel show, and you will find complete details about this event and the survey and contest rules at 1150kknw.com. So log on now.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to discover what's preventing you or your business from obtaining your goals, dreams, and vision. The Inquiring Mind is your partner. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. as Stephanie Durham, professional life coach, presents ACES, Authenticity, Choices, and Power. empowerment, and success. Spanning 25 years of successful business tenure, in addition to over 4 years of training with Caroline Mace at the CMED Institute, Stephanie's authenticity and vast knowledge helps you objectively explore wise choices with her finely attuned facilitator skills, leading you to personal empowerment and ultimate success. Do you know you have power to create what you want in your life and in business? You do. This message will self-absorb in 5 seconds. For more information, call us toll-free at 1-866-461-6463.
How healthy is your beauty salon? Mode Organic Salon is Seattle's premier organic beauty salon. Our trained professionals specialize in providing organic and natural hair, skin, nail, and cosmetic services customized to your specific attributes and lifestyle. Visit modeorganic.com or call 206-623-0195 to schedule. Mention the Dr. Pat Show and get 15% off your first service. For beauty that's more than skin deep, visit Mode Organic Salon.
Forget their space and come check out our space on the web, 1150kknw.com, and find out about Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive by the Mask of Oya, by Dr. Flor Fernandez Barrios. This is what we're talking about. Also, I want to mention again that Dr. Flor will be at East West Books between 1 to 4 on January 14th. And I'm hoping that, Dr. Flor, you'll be traveling to other parts of the country with this, because this is a much-needed book to remind us that we are not separate from spirit. And as you and I were talking about during the break, we get reminded it's not a truth, really, but we would be tricked to believing that we are separate, especially when times are rough.
That's correct. And those are especially the times when we need to really, as my grandmother will say, bring the candles out and let's pray. Let's really get close to spirit, because those are the times when we need to bridge that separation and be closer. We have been told that, or somehow by the way that we think in our culture, that, you know, God is separate from us, that God is out there somewhere, and that we are here on our own, but we're not. You know, there's messengers that are in connection. And in my tradition, the orishas, the deities, are the messengers between God and us. So when we are in despair, we do pray to them. We dance to them. We drum to them. We call them to come closer to us and give us a strength.
It is so important for us to be reminded of that. Before we went to break, we were talking about this idea of deconstruction or death and then rebirth. And I've heard so many stories so far this year that people are very inspired by the expansiveness of what they feel. And it's almost as if the contrast right now is showing up in their lives,
mm-hmm.
this place of despair. And it's through your words, for me at least, reading this book and your journey, I'm reminded that spirit is always around us. What can we say to our listeners to help them be reminded that they have the power to tap in with what they might not be able to see?
You know, I was just looking here at a paragraph in the book, which is page 238. And I was thinking that, you know, in our universe, we tend to create separation and choose the light side of things, so-called, and disregard the darkness. And Oya is that archetype. She represents those aspects of the self that we are afraid to face on a daily experiences. Our anxieties, our depressions, our sense of separation and alienation from others. She brings those fears and destructive forces inside us and outside us. And she comes and dances with us, not with intention for us to become lonelier. She comes and says, look at the mask. Embrace me. Take me into your arms and see what is there that you need to release, that you need to let go, that you need to let die so you can move towards the light and move towards life. Because without me, there won't be no light. Without breath, there is no life.
In the days that, you know, we wake up in the morning and we don't remember our connection, and yet at the same time, all around us, we are surrounded by the miracles of life. You know what I'm saying?
That's correct.
I mean, the breath that we take is a miracle.
It's a miracle. Yeah, and she's there to remind us that she's every breath that we take. And that, like Native Americans, not just Oya, but Native Americans, you know, they honor the fact that every morning when we wake up, it's a miracle. And it is a blessing to be able to take that first breath and to be able to look at the light and the sun outside and to honor it. It is about honoring the simple things of life and what we have and to be content with what we have, especially to be paying attention to our loved ones and to ourselves, to really love ourselves, not from a just place that, you know, love yourself, but to really honor who you are in whichever way it is needs to be expressed. Each one of us is a very important piece of the puzzle, you know, with our sadnesses, with our depressions, with our anger. We are there to reflect to others who we are, so we are important, each one of us.
And that's why I do the show that I do.
Yeah.
It's really to remind people that we are really important and that we're on a journey together. And together is the way that we can support each other and remind each other that there is a magnificent spirit, something that is so powerful but yet is not separate from us. And that's what I think, for me, you reminded me of in reading your book.
Thank you. Part of the message that I wanted to give and share was to be able to transcend my own cultural limitations and to be able to connect with others in a universal theme. A universal theme where we, in my opinion, we need to really embrace that we are living difficult times and that each one of us have a set of tools and that each set of tools can help us get a little bit closer and not more separate. To me, Oya represents that warrior nature inside us, but it's a different kind of warrior. It's a spiritual warrior energy that comes to us and basically allowed us to fight for what we believe in, not in the old ways, but with an open heart.
You know, I read the stories of that you share with us and you take us through, and I am still struck by the story that you tell of Jaguar. And it's such a vivid image in my mind. I haven't actually been able to shake it. I've never really aligned in Native American terms with the totem of Jaguar. But since I've read this book and, you know, got to realize the essence and the nature of Jaguar and you, the star of Jaguar, I can't get rid of the image. And I wanted to ask you if you'd share a little bit about that. And if you wouldn't mind telling me what you think is happening with that image being so vivid within me.
Well, you know, Jaguar is an archetype.
Yes.
You know, it's it's a tonal, which means it's a elemental force that comes to us with a certain kind of wisdom. And Jaguar is almost like Oya in that way. It's a very subtle but very powerful energy that allows us to move in between worlds and to really be able to see the darkness and the light and to be able to see others. You know, Jaguar is an incredibly sensitive creature. And when it walks on the land, it is walking on the land with full consciousness of every single movement that he or she is making. So for me, tuning into that energy of Jaguar allows me to be able to transcend my limitations and my own sense of despair and to be able to move into a world of magic in a world where I can connect with these incredible physical forces of that can allow me to be totally connected with people and their senses. So it's a very experiential, very sensual energy that comes to us, and it's a very much needed energy at this point in our lives, because one of the things that has happened, in my opinion, to our world is that we have disconnected from the physical, from the land, and from the sensuous energy that comes with it. And at the expenses of the law of the masculine principle, which is very linear and lacks that kind of sensuality and softness. So when Jaguar comes to us, it really softens us, and it allows us to really learn from our senses fully, as if we were a child walking on the planet for the first time.
Well, this has been a wonderful conversation. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I want to let everyone know the book is The Mask of Oya. Where can people get copies of the book?
They can get copies of the book through Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com. You can order it. They can contact me, and I can also mail them copies. You know, my email is F like in floor, T like in Thomas, F-E-R-N-A at AOL.com. I can send them copies of the book. But basically, any of the internet, Barnes & Noble or okay. Amazon.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Dr. Floor. Thank you so much, and much success to you, everyone. We'll be right back here tomorrow with Deborah Tracci, and we'll be talking about your essence. Stay tuned, everyone, for us tomorrow, and make sure you have a great, great day. Until then, this is Dr. Pat Basile. We'll see you again.
Views expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 KKNW, Seattle.
And good day. Eric Reiner here with you on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Thanks for tuning in.